Okay, guys, I've had enough beers now. I can start talking true. If you noticed, all the media and the news is all about femons, of course. All the TV programs, at least where I am, are all about femons. And of course it's true, sex does sell. But men don't want sex 24/7. And when you take the persona away from femons, they're generally quite bland. That means the TV programs are quite boring and very childlike. And it's all about what they're wearing, not who they are. And unfortunately, when you take all that persona away and everything, and the sex thing, there ain't much left of any real interest. And that's why there's a saying on the internet, garden hose. And what it means is they're good in the garden, but nowhere else. Of course, I remember years ago, Femon said we're not just a sex object. We're more than that. Oh, yeah? Well, let's see it then. Because from what I've seen, that's all they are. Not all of them, but most. And of course, the trouble is that Femon nature means they'll never be happy. Because they're so greedy. They're always looking to monkey branch. I'm afraid the modern Femon's lives are kind of meaningless. Unless you count their body counts and their failed relationships. So when the wall comes, they have nothing. I really don't understand those guys that want to be a femon. Of course, you can just say it nowadays. You can just wake up and say, I'm going to be a femon today. I myself have rarely ever found a happy, contented femon. But I have met many, many contented men. So there's a new thing now. Femons put a bra on, and then they pull it with their hands down. It's called the bra pull. God, these femons think things so sophisticated. They're like children on drugs. And the media and social media is just awash with it. I might drink my next beer and watching some of my videos. I mean, they may not be that great, but they're a step up from what we're getting at the moment. Take it easy, guys. I'll have a San Miguel on the rocks. Now.